This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Power of the past, promise of the future. That's the banner space pros are gathering under in Washington this week at the 70th International Astronautical Conference. They'll ponder what's next in the private sector space race, and who better to ask that than Sushmita Mohanty, who founded India's first space startup, Earth to Orbit.
I think for way too long, the governments have had total control on access to space and space utilization as well. That's starting to change, and it's not just the billionaire Bezos and the Musks of the world, but it's also entrepreneurs such as myself who are out innovating and disrupting the way things are done. Where I come from, we are taking a multidisciplinary approach to designing human exploration systems, as opposed to, let's say, the engineering-centric approach that the NASAs of the world have been taking for the past 5 decades. So yes, I think private players are starting to play a bigger role, and it's only going to grow from here.
As you say, the space industry is kind of dominated by more developed countries. What do emerging economies, like India, need to support more space entrepreneurship?
Although India is an emerging economy, it's not an emerging space power. The Indian space program is almost as old as the American and the Russian space program. We did our first experimental rocket launch in 1963. Both India, China, for that matter, even Japan, these are not emerging space powers. They have been around for a while, and they are in the top 5 spacefaring countries when it comes to technological accomplishments and budgets. Having said that, for entrepreneurs, a lot needs to change in India. One, we need the government, as in the space agency, to see us as allies and not competitors. The other thing that we really need is a thriving funding ecosystem, which we don't. Both the United States and Europe have amazing funding mechanisms for young entrepreneurs. And we, as in me and other new space entrepreneurs, are advocating for that change and pushing for that change.
Do you see that happening fairly soon?
It's already starting to happen. Remember that even in the US, if you look at Elon Musk or the others, most of their funding comes from government sources. So even in the US, it's a recent phenomenon, private money being put into space stuff.
Now, many space entrepreneurs have different visions about how humans use space. For instance, a place to seek shelter when Earth is no longer habitable. What's your take? How do we use space? Are we using it efficiently?
I think we are utilizing space in our everyday lives in fairly invisible ways, whether it's telecommunications or GPS or Earth observation. We will use space more and more for experiments, for manufacturing things in low Earth orbit, for tourism, and also possibly to go settle on other planetary surfaces. I mean, if you look at climate change, we've accelerated it, we humans. And I personally believe that it's fairly irreversible at this point. And in maybe 4 to 5 generations from now, the planet might not be very habitable anymore.
A new space race indeed. Sushmita Mohanty, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.